And hello, friends.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Settle down. Here we go. Welcome, friends. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. We are glad that you are with us today. My name is Randy Bergen, and I am sitting with two legends.
In our own
be mind. Humble. Be humble.
And kind.
All right. Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, is here with us. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We're going to talk about that. We got a lot of golf to get into today, but I want to remind you, this show is presented by McCall Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McCall Automotive, or you can check them out at McCallAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, and that's what we're going to do today, as we got a lot of football to get into as well. We'll do that on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. We'll talk with Mitch McConnell at the bottom of the hour. He has his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football and SEC football. As Alabama takes on Texas today, we'll get into that. We got a lot of golf to talk about. And well, let me first say, Bobby, glad to see you. You're looking mighty nice today.
Thank you. Good to be here. It's a great Saturday with football. The weather the last three or four days with the humidity out of the air has been tremendous. I know we've had a rainy season, but the last few days have been great. Get out and play some golf after football. It's kind of hard to do on Saturday, though, and with all the games that are on TV. But get out and play tomorrow. Looks like good weather. Looking forward to GCGA next weekend. Going to be down at Gulf Shores Golf Club.
Absolutely.
If I understand it, on Sunday. So looking forward to that. Matt, you playing?
I'm there.
Are we in the group together?
I don't know. We got to figure out who we got and what we got. And Matt will be signing up today. I'm sure that your compadre, Butch, will be with us.
Butch is definitely in. We've got Colin Farrell, I believe, will be in too. So we'll see if those guys are locked in, ready to go. And I know I am. I missed the last two for personal things, out of town, travel, fun stuff. But I miss coming out there with the gang, man. Harbor Town links.
You know, one of the things that we're going to do today, and I got to tell you, it's a topic that Bobby's come up with. We talked about it in the past, and I'm really excited about it, is we're going to talk about some of the toughest holes on golf courses in Mobile and Baldwin County, all right?
Yep.
And maybe, why don't we just open up, because we are statewide, so let's just say through the state, okay? If there's one that you think is the toughest hole, I want you to call in at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Who knows? You may win a prize if you single out one of the toughest holes on a golf course in the state of Alabama. I know you got a bunch of them, Bobby. I've got a couple myself. But I want to throw this out. I want to throw this one out, too. Because as I look at Matt, there's only one thing that always comes to my mind when I look at Matt Brandt. TPC Sawgrass, number 17. First time plays it, makes a hole-in-one.
And has it on video.
If you have had a hole-in-one on TPC Sawgrass or on any TPC course, call in. Tell us about it, 251-343-0106. So there you go. We're going to talk about some of the toughest holes in the state of Alabama.
And one of the tips for today, we're going to talk about that, is when you're playing your local course, wherever you play with your guys and your normal group or your regular groups on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, whenever, you always have that hole that's kind of intimidating. It sets it doesn't fit my eye. Oh, I hate this hole. Oh, I never play this hole good. I bogey this hole every time I play it. You know, we need to talk about how you change and getting a positive attitude about that, where you might manage your game a little bit better, play to your strengths, and overcome that fear. We talk about 17, the road hole over in Scotland. And Nick Faldo, when he won the British Open, he just said, I'm going to make five on that hole every day. I'm not going to worry about making four. I'm not going to worry about making a three. I'm just going to make a five. I'm going to give up bogey right away. Well, he pars it like two out of the 4 days, especially in the final round. But he just made up his mind. He's going to lay up and play strategically for a bogey so he doesn't make double. but he added it into, and it does just fine. So it took the pressure off of him. So I want to talk about some of those things today.
Oh, that's really neat. I mean, you talk about laying up doing that. Zach Johnson, he won the Masters with that same mentality where everybody was going for par fives and two. He said, no, I'm going to lay to a number I like. And that's what he did, and he got the he's wearing a green jacket.
Yeah, that's makes exactly him easy birdies. Right. It's amazing how many times I play holes that don't always fit my eye the exact same way as I played it last time. Mm-hmm. And I get the same result.
Correct.
So, you know, why not look at things differently? Change it up. Take something different off the tee.
Correct.
I think that's a good approach.
Yep. We've talked about that. A lot of folks think you always have to have a driver off the tee box. You don't. I can tell you one specifically right there, number 14 at Quail Creek. A lot of folks, now, if you're a big hitter, yeah, take your driver. You might get it on the green. If you're not a long hitter, maybe a three-wood or maybe a hybrid gets you to that number 100 yards out, which is a good number to be in the middle of the fairway and take it over the bunkers.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, good strategy. If it works for you, keep it up. Takes, you know, you get that, especially on that hole at 14 at Quail Creek, you know, the fairway gets a little tight down there close for where the carts run through there, and you got to chip it over those two little bunkers, and it gets intimidating. If you don't have that good, crisp wedge shot, I think Randy's exactly right. Play to your strength, and that's what you're doing.
You know, we're in the man cave right here. We've got five TVs. The big screen is on ESPN right now, game day. Of course, they're in Texas for an 11 o'clock game, as we mentioned, Alabama and the Longhorns of Texas square off on Fox. But something happened. Matt, you said you've never seen Scottie Scheffler emotional, but you did today.
I've never seen him shaken, but today he was on game day, and they were talking to him and just talking about the game a little bit, and then they brought up an award they had for him, and it was the Jack Nicklaus Award, the 2021-22 PGA
Player
of the Year. And Scotty obviously had no idea, but it's the very first time he was sitting there speechless as they unveiled the award and handed it to him, and I saw tears in his eyes.
Yep.
I mean, this guy has been stone cold for every tournament this year, and this moment was had to be one of his best of the year and obviously the most surprising. It was really incredible.
If I'm not mistaken, that award is voted on by the players themselves. So, you know, that's even more meaningful to him, I'm sure. And especially being there on game day, he's alumni of Texas, the Texas golf team up there, you know.
Yep.
That was a great experience. And they had the trophy covered up. Yeah, he didn't know it was coming.
Yeah,
he was really surprised.
The whole crowd.
I thought
Scotty.
It was great.
Scotty.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very nice.
You know, I got to ask you, let's go back to the Tour Championship. We know that Rory McIlroy won that. Scheffler comes out. He starts the tournament at 10 under. I think Rory was three or four back, whatever it was. But goes on the final day, comes from behind to beat Scheffler. My question is this. Were you rooting for Scheffler to go ahead and win it, or did you want to see Rory win it?
I wanted to see a playoff.
I think I did too, because I mean, I found myself because I really like Scottie Scheffler. Okay, I think he's a great guy. He's obviously a very good golfer, as we know, the best in the world, ranked number one. But there was something about Rory also, because Rory now is that face of the PGA with everything going on with Liv. We won't get into that today. I will tell you that that I've had so many folks that have said something about, well, you kind of let your feelings out on the show the other day, didn't you? Well, yes, I did. So I will kind of pull back a little bit on the reins. But there was something that I wanted to see Rory win, but I also wanted to see Scottie Scheffler get that as well. So a playoff would have been probably the appropriate thing. But,
well, it is what it is. But it was great. And I think he handled, you know, coming in second very well. I think the graceful Jack Nicklaus came in second so many times and patted the guy on the back and shook his hand and smiled and said, congratulations, you win. And, you know, he didn't play his best round. He was, what, two or three over par that final day.
Yep.
And, I guess maybe – I can't say he choked. That just maybe a little pressure. He just wasn't on his game like he usually is. But what a great person. I would look for somebody like him to win the Payne Stewart Award one year.
Possibly so. Possibly so.
Just with his demeanor and the way he handles himself.
Billy Andre got it this year.
Yes, that's great.
Payne Stewart. So congratulations to Billy Andre as well. Hey, phone lines 251-343-0106. We're going to talk golf first. We're going to talk some football. We'll do that certainly at the bottom of the hour with Mitch after talking a little golf with him. And we're going to take a timeout here in just a moment. But I want to talk about the Mobile Junior Metro is coming up next month. We'll talk a little bit about that. You've got a tip for us, Bobby.
Absolutely, always.
And we've got so much more that's going to happen right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Do not Touch that dial. We will be right back.
Hello, sports fans. Joe Theismann here, world champion quarterback and MVP. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and enjoy your life.
And enjoy your life. Okay, Bobby, enjoy your life.
That's right. What a great person.
Joe Theismann, man, he really is. No doubt about it. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, presented by McConnell Automotive. Glad to have you on board with us, as I am Randy Bergen. Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional and director of golf at Quail Creek, hanging out with us as he always does, part of the team, and also a big part of the team, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, a good friend, Matt Brandt. Glad you are on with us. I want to remind you that the local special is back, and throughout the summer season, all the way through the summer season, we're just about out of the summer season, right? Take advantage of it. $69 anytime, Saturday or Sunday. And after 11 on the weekend, you're invited to play at Craft Farms. Only $69. Also, $75 gets you to Peninsula. So check them out. Three great golf – actually, one, two, three. It's two great golf courses and 27 holes at Peninsula. Yep. So check them out. We had a lot of fun there a couple of weeks ago, and they do an outstanding job. Do check them out for sure. All right, Bobby, before we get into some of the toughest holes, I know you got a tip for us.
Well, we're talking about how you manage the tough hole that you play in your normal group or whatever your favorite golf course is. If you fade the ball, slice the ball, if you want to call it that, but if you fade the ball, play it from left to right off the tee, get on the right side of the tee box, okay? And it opens up the left side for you to play that. And just the opposite, if you draw the ball or have a little hook in your game, get on the far left side of the tee, it opens up the right side. So you have to study your game management. Again, play to your strengths. Put it in the area you're most comfortable with to hit that second shot or third shot into the green if it's a par five. But don't try to overpower it. Just play to your strength. Think about what you normally do on the range. Line it up and hit it. But for those who fade the ball, right side of the tee. For those who draw the ball, left side of the tee.
There you go. Great tip right there. Do take advantage of it. By the way, you ought to go see Bobby. Go see one of your local PGA teaching professionals. See Bobby, get some tips and lessons out there at Quail Creek. You're open for that, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I've been given a lot of lessons, a lot of juniors coming out, and more juniors are coming out to play. They're enjoying the outdoors and have a lot of fun teaching. Have a video V1 system that I use for teaching, so we photograph you and send you a copy of it. We'll talk about the process. I like to borrow Nick Saban's line. There's a process. A program for you to get better as you go, and be glad to help you. A lot of great teachers in the area, but if you're near Quail Creek, be glad to help you out.
Yeah, speaking of juniors, the Mobile Junior Metro is next month at Azalea City. Our good friend Lawrence Auer, he's going to be on with us real soon. Last week he was in Oklahoma, so he's going to be on with us in the next couple of weeks. But that happens October the 15th and 16th. The two-day 36-hole event is for high school varsity golfers as this includes, I think, boys and girls, 12 to 13 as well for JV, open to all junior golfers, but only a Mobile County or Border County resident will be awarded Metro Champion. Those border counties include Baldwin, Washington, Clark, and Mississippi counties, Jackson and George. It's on the Jimmy Green website. Check it out. Hosted by Azalea City. You can go to jimmygreentour.com, jimmygreentour.com. Jay Stubbs, the director of the Jimmy Green Tour, does a great job, and it's something you should get them involved in.
Exactly, and the history of Azalea City is just tremendous. We go back to the great Sertoma pro tournament they had there years ago. Nicholas has played there. Arnold Palmer has played there before. Then the Joe T kept the Sertoma tournament going on a long time. And the Metro has always been probably the most highlighted golf tournament for amateurs to play in is the City Metro Championship and now the Junior Metro Championship, which shadows that. And so there's a great history of golf going back to the days even before Joe Barbato, but Azalea City, what a great layout. It'll challenge every shot in your bag. You got to hit it left to right, right to left. And Lawrence does a great job there. So win in Mobile, go by Azalea City.
Let's talk real quick about some of the toughest holes. You mentioned Azalea City. At Azalea City, there are a couple that come to mind. 18 might be one of the toughest holes there.
Yeah, 18 is, and number 12 gets my lunch. It's that dog leg right.
Right.
I usually hit it through the fairway, or I dump it in that bunker off the tee. But that's one that always got my goat when I worked over there. But, I like that. 18 is tough with the dog leg right finishing hole right there by the clubhouse.
Number 10, while it really looks easy, that's one of those easy holes that can turn into a disastrous one.
Yeah.
If the fairway's wide, so if you miss the fairway, well, you worked hard at that. But getting down to that green, if you hit it over and left of the green,
yes,
you might be four or five strokes trying to get back up to the green in the hole.
You might be calling your insurance agent for a car that comes around.
Exactly. So that's one of the, that might be another segment another day. The easiest holes that become the worst. You know, but that's one that I remember as well.
You know, we'll go around. And we talk a lot about different golf courses and the toughest hole. But let's just take yours at Quail Creek for a moment. There's a couple that come to mind. Number four is a toughie. Okay, you could probably put number five in there also. Okay, but I think one of the most challenging holes is the par three, number two.
Correct.
Because if you're a little right, you're in the tree. Yeah. If you're a little left, you're out of bounds.
You can be, yeah. I've seen you there quite a bit, Randy. You need to work on that.
Bobby, thank you. Strategy. Thank you.
It is a tough hole. I don't mean to make fun of you. You got the grass bunker now that'll catch a ball every now and then. But the big tree there, the oak on the tree, everybody just grimaces when they see that tree. But it's a challenge, and you accept the challenge and move on.
Let's go down to
my tip for that hole would be take a little extra club and get past that tree, because it's easier to come back from the back of that green sometimes than it is from the front. So I like to hit about a half club longer.
There you go. All right, let's move down to Foley real quick. One of our favorite places, David Musial's Glen Lakes Golf Club there in Foley. Yeah. What would you say is the toughest hole there? Because there's some challenging holes there.
The toughest one for me always has been, and it's one of their signature holes. It's number 7 on dunes, par 5. You got to cross the water to get to the green. You got to have two good shots to have a good approach shot into a very tight green. Mm-hmm. It's long, but it's very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And so the angles are really important. And that hole just gets in your head. You got water over the green. You got sand traps protecting the backside of it. If you get crazy and have a great drive and you say, oh, I can make it, well, you've got a very small window to drive that green, get at the green at two. And then it's just it's just an intimidating little hole.
Yes.
You know?
Now, the two holes before that would be 5, the dogleg right up the hill with the water on the right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a toughie. Yeah.
Well, it's just a long hole. But I learned hit an extra club in there to the back of the greens a little bit better than challenging that water to the front right.
True.
That's a tough hole.
That
to
is
me.
Tough.
That is
now, I've seen somebody sitting to my right. Obviously, you can't see who's sitting to my – Bobby is sitting to my right. He hauled one out from the fairway there for a little eagle one time. That was pretty impressive.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, if you back up another one, go to number 1, 2, 3, 4, the dog leg left. We're playing in a two-man scramble out there, and Bobby hits one, 5 yards off the green?
Yep.
And yours truly chips it in for an eagle.
Is that right?
We got a skin on that one.
Yes, we did.
That,
got a little two.
That was
see, you know, we're all just like the pros.
So that wasn't a hard hole. That was easy.
That was an easy
hole. You and I made two. It must be pretty easy.
It's a par three. All right, hey, the BMW PGA Championship on the DP World Tour is going on right now. My man Victor Hovland, on top of the leaderboard with Søren Gjertsen. They are at 12 under. Thomas Dietrich, the German, is at 11 under. Matthew Jordan at 10, along with Francisco Molinari. Those guys at 10 under. A lot going on there for the DP Tour. Looked like Rory McIlroy was up there a little bit. Where is he right now? He's at 9 under right now. He's at T6. So we'll keep our eye on that one. The Ascension Charity Classic. This is the old guys. The Champions Tour is playing there in St. Louis, Missouri. Joe Durant right now a T8. Watched him yesterday. He's at -4. But Patrick Harrington, who's just been playing fabulous on the Champions Tour is at 6-under along with Bernhard Langer, the German, 6-under, one stroke better than Steve Elker, Ernie Els, Steve Flesh. There's a host of them, Jose Maria Azapalo. Close. You have to put marbles in your mouth to say that, yeah. Right?
Azapalo.
Exactly. And Mike Weir is at 5-under, so a lot of them right there. A lot of them right there. Good stuff, right? All right, hey, look, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mitch McConnell. We'll talk some golf, we'll talk some football, and we'll talk some automobiles. It all happens right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Man, that is too cool. That is too cool. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, Bobby Hall, Matt Brandt hanging out with us. And that was a very cool phone call that you got there, a little FaceTime with our man. We mentioned Colin Farrell a little earlier.
That's right.
He FaceTimes in, and where is he?
He is in the stadium, in the stands at the Alabama-Texas Longhorn game right now, yelling and screaming Roll Tide as we speak. Probably still feeling it from whatever he did last night and having a great time. Now, one thing you might not know, Colin was actually a part of the 2009 National Championship
team. That's exactly right.
So this is really kind of special for him, to him and his buddies, and some of those alum are out there having a great time watching this game again.
That's great.
Very, very cool, no doubt about it, as we're going to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Welcome in a good friend of ours. Title sponsor of the show, Mitch McConnell, on the line with us. Mitch, how you doing, brother? Okay. Do we have Mitch on? All right. Let's try. We'll try to get back with Mitch. Mitch is on, then he's off. He's on, then he's off. Come on, Mitch. Hang on. But, yeah, so Alabama is out in Texas. We're going to talk about that in just a few moments. We'll go through the whole lineup here of the SEC. A lot of good games going on. I'll tell you that Arkansas game is going to be pretty good as well.
Got another one down in Miami and Southern Miss.
That's right.
It's going to be a barn burner.
Absolutely.
And you got Florida and Kentucky. Yep. That become quite the rivalry in the last few years.
Let's see if we've got Mitch on real quick. Mitch, are you with us now?
I'm live and in living color, Randy, on the radio at least.
There you go, my man. There you go. It is, man. Tough getting you on, but we are glad that you are on with us. And, Mitch, I want to talk a little golf with you first, and then, of course, we'll talk some Alabama. I haven't talked to you since, I guess, for a little bit now. Wanted to get your thought real quick on this LIV Tour. Of course, your man, your lookalike, Paul Casey, has gone to the LIV Tour. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, I think he's still the most handsome guy, but he's now the most handsome guy.
Sure you do.
LIV Tour. You know, I've got a thousand thoughts, but I think number one, let's make this really simple. They're playing exhibition golf, and I understand for Paul, he's not my age, but he's pushing it. You know, if you're Lee Westwood, if you're Paul Casey, I get it. But Cameron Smith, I don't get it. And at the right. end of the day, I think it's just fraction golf to a point that really kind of hurt my heart, to be honest with you. But ultimately, the players aren't really what I really – kind of have an agenda against, because I understand money talks, you know, but at the end of the day, these guys like Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, these are the guys that I'm really disappointed in, because two reasons. One, you know, you wouldn't have gotten the LIV golf offer without the PGA Tour, and I just don't think enough respect was shown as they left. And two is ultimately these guys, you know, their legacy, their money might look good in the bank, but I really think that a guy like Bryson DeChambeau was never my favorite guy, but he had a chance to really create something in golf, Randy, that could have been a legacy that he could look back to. And I think all retired athletes, if they succeed, they've got more wealth and money than they'll ever come across. And I just really take a look at the Brant Snedekers or maybe the Matt Kuchars of the world that we know had to get big offers. And certainly these younger guys, Justin Thomas down the road to the new and upcomers like Cameron Young, the guys that didn't go, I think every golf fan out there ought to really be pulling even more for them than we ever did before, because you kind of know behind the scenes they turned down offers. So at the end of the day, they're playing 54 holes with no cut and rock music on every hole. Sounds like a good time, but I think it kind of spits in the face of the tradition of earning your way, what golf is all about, buddy. You know, you and I have talked about this off air. I'm not a big fan of the live golf thing. I understand the concept, but I just think the way they've gone about it's all wrong.
And I agree with you. I agree with you completely on that. Visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Mitch, let's turn real quick. Football is upon us, all right? Alabama is out in Texas, taking on the Longhorns coming up at 11 o'clock on Fox. I know you talk to the coaches all the time. You know, you spent time with Coach Saban and Terry. And what's the thought for this year? Is it any different from last year or the year before?
Randy, here's the bottom line. This is not just a little road trip to go visit the weirdest town in America. This is going to be a serious football game. And kind of like LIV Golf got a bunch of good golfers through, you know, having money, the NIL and the transfer portal has completely changed college football. If you don't believe me, and anybody doesn't, you know, ask Coach Saban, he'll tell you. And certainly – Alabama's got some power and some money, but Texas has got about as much as Texas A&M, and those two schools have been at the forefront of grabbing recruits and transfers. So, you know, not just Jahil Billingsley, who's a heck of an athlete, tight end from Alabama, but, you know, the quarterback. Bijan Robinson was there, but he's probably the best running back for my money in college football. So today, I think we're going to see a heck of a matchup. I don't think this Texas team looks anything like the team that lost 6 or 7 games last year. So I think Coach Saban, the rest of the guys, the defensive coaches that I've talked to, the offensive coaches, they think they've got a real fight on their hands this morning. So I think it's going to be interesting to tune in. But I do think Alabama has an answer. But I think it's a coaching showdown of epic proportion, because for Miss Terry, Coach didn't like losing to two assistants last year. He doesn't want to make
I can imagine.
So there's no chance of any let up from this team. I just think it sets up for a great day. But at 11 o'clock kickoff, you know, there's a lot of mental games being played. It's like an early tea time, Randy, you know. You don't know who's going to bring their A game out for the first quarter or the first half. I think it's going to be extraordinarily interesting. But not only do we have the best defensive player in college football, but the best mind, the best leader, and the best talent, I think, on offense in the country is still the guy that won the Heisman last year. I think he's going to shine today.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. That comes up in just about 20 minutes or so. All right, let's take
Randy,
a little breeze through
the best hairdo in college football has got to go to Quinn Ewers for Texas. He's got a mullet that would make Joe Dirt nervous. So
make you nervous.
The kid can play, and if he has a Stephen Garcia kind of day, because quarterbacks with a lack of experience tend to somehow do that against Alabama. But I know Sark quite well and text with him, and I think he's excited about his opportunity. But, you know, you can be on the heat seat or the hot seat in about 24 hours in college football. So I think this is a big day for Sark to put up a good showing.
Yeah, I agree with you completely on that. Visiting with Mitch McConnell. Mitch, let's run through the SEC right now. There's some other so-so games, all right, Missouri, Kansas State, Texas A&M taking on Appalachian State. Watch that one. That could be a good one. But Tennessee will visit Pitt, number 24 against number 17. That comes on at 2:30 on ABC. That should be a pretty good matchup.
It should. You know, and my brother Vince, who you know well as a trainer, knows Josh a little bit, and they text back and forth, and I think that guy is one of the great offensive minds in all of college football. And quite frankly, you know, Henderson, a quarterback, I think a little bit of a revenge factor last year, Randy, if you remember, Tennessee probably should have won that game.
That's right.
I think Tennessee, along with Florida, might be the two teams that really shocked some people this year in the SEC. So I think Tennessee has an answer. I'm really interested in the Arkansas game. You know, Beamer going up against one of my favorite guys out there as a head coach. You gotta love Sam. So I think there's some matchups today, starting with the Tennessee and then to the Arkansas South Carolina game, that are going to be highly interesting. And if Arkansas wins that game, and I think they will, they'll be marching in the SEC West. There's just not a weak team in the West. There really isn't.
Well, and I think that's going to be one of the games you can certainly keep your eye on. And I like Coach Beamer. I really do. I think he's going to do really good at South Carolina. But Coach Pittman at Arkansas, he's getting this Arkansas team where they – I don't want to say where they're competitive, because they've always been competitive, but they're getting that winning mentality, which is different.
Well, it's an arms race, isn't it, guys? Look at the SEC West, and Brian Kelly obviously maybe on the hot seat after week one, right? But at the end of the day, you got a cast of characters from Lane Kiffin down the line to the old pirate over there at Mississippi State. I think you've got probably the heaviest arms race in college football history as far as head coaches, and they all seem to be in the SEC right now, at least most of them, except for Lincoln Riley, who would have been had he stayed at Oklahoma in a couple of years, right? So that's going to be interesting to see what he does tonight against Stanford. But I just think it's the neatest year, Randy, in football that I can remember, especially in the SEC. I don't think there's a game that won't be interesting. The Kentucky-Florida matchup with Billy Napier, who's also a friend of mine, I think that is going to be highly interesting. And so I'm excited to watch that. I think Florida's got some legit chances of doing something in the SEC this year. I really do. I think they're going to find a way to beat Kentucky.
Well, they certainly have revenge on their mind. I can promise you that. That's a game that will come on at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Mitch, we've only got about a minute and a half left here. Let's turn and talk a little automobiles. What is going on at McConnell Automotive?
Well, Randy, the best thing I can tell people is if they tried to buy a car in the last 2 years, anybody listening that shopped or bought, they might have gotten frustrated, Randy, because there's been a supply-demand issue that has seemed to help the dealer more than the customer. And as a result, you know, it's hard to get what you want, and a lot of dealers are overcharging, and that's something I'm proud of. We've been around for 67 years. Randy, I need to get you. I know you're a Bridgestone guy, but we every year we print balls with our anniversary, so we're on our 67th. These are Titleist, so maybe I need to order some Bridgestones for you. But that's what we're most proud of. We're in it for the long haul, so we're not overcharging customers. And we've got some availability. If somebody wants a truck, a Sierra, if they want a Yukon, we even have some coming in. And compared to most dealers on the new car side, but the thing we're most excited about is having Tommy Davis, who's been in the business for 30 years. He's our new used car manager. And Randy, we've got over 100 of the coolest and neatest used cars you've ever seen, and Tommy does a great job. So anybody in the market for anything, we've had everything from Teslas to late model Broncos and all the things that you would expect in a value situation. If you're looking to buy yourself something to lower your monthly payments, we've got it all. But the used car department, if people will shop McConnellAutomotive.com, Randy, they'll like our prices, they'll like our treatment, and we kind of specialize in the finance side of making that easy and making it affordable too. But that's our biggest pitch, is just being honest people that are out to make a fair profit, not an unfair one. And at the end of the day, that helps our customers save time and money.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Mitch, as always, it is fun to hang out with you, talk a little golf, talk a little football, and talk some automobiles. Look forward to having you back on real soon, my man, and go Roll Tide, huh?
Roll Tide. I don't think we're going to see any downwards hook 'em horns today from any Alabama players, Randy. I think Coach Saban was warned about it in the press conference, but everybody I've talked to says the Tide is ready to play, and I think it's going to be a great game for fans to watch. Even if you're pulling against Alabama, it should be entertaining.
There's no doubt. Hey, Mitch, have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Let's tee it up soon, my friend.
All right, buddy. All right, there you go. Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. Check him out at McConnellAutomotive.com. All right, man, we are just flying through here. We are flying through here. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we got to talk about some tough holes. I just had a text from a good friend of mine that I'll throw it out. We were talking about Azalea City, right? Mm-hmm. How about number one on Azalea City? If you have just a little bit of a hook, could that cause
trees.
A problem?
You're in the trees.
Yeah. That's not good, is it?
Little sand trap sitting right there. Just take that ball, then you're blocked out, and then you got to get a small elevated green, and yeah, it's not, you know, not easy.
Well, and we're going to talk about a couple more when we come back. And I know, Bobby, you're going to have a tip for us as well. And maybe we'll have time to talk about the Kroger Queen City Championship. It's where the ladies are, the PGA. Who's leading that? We're going to tell you coming up in just a few moments. Wow, that one got us right there. There it is. Yeah. There it is. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll have more for you right after this. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Man, we're flying through it. Glad you're hanging out with us. Reminder for you, if you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Lisa Johnson with World Impact Real Estate has the experience and dedication to make sure the process goes smoothly from start to finish. Lisa is a licensed, she is licensed to sell throughout the state of Alabama and primarily focuses on properties along the Gulf Coast. Call Lisa Johnson today at 251-609-1861 or visit RealtorLisaJohnson.com. Again, RealtorLisaJohnson.com. Make sure to tell her Randy sent you. Welcome back. I'm Randy. There's Bobby. There's Matt. Matt, we've got to do our menu. What's on the menu today? That'll be coming up in just a moment. But, hey, continue talking about some of the toughest holes. We were talking about Kiva Dunes. Bobby, what's the toughest hole at Kiva Dunes?
For me, 17, the par 3.
I think all of them are. But.
Yeah. Yeah, Kiva Dunes is a tough track, but a good track. It's always in great shape. But the water intimidates me, missing it left. It's a long, you know, it's one of the longer par 3s. Matt and I were just talking about 18. You know, it's a little bit of a blind tee shot. And when you get on the green, if you're too far away, that green is so big, you know, just two putting is a challenge. So Kiva Dunes got some great holes on it. But I think 17.
Largest surface area green, largest square foot green in the state of Alabama.
Yep.
It's a monster. And I've been there. If you haven't been there, if you imagine the largest green you've ever seen, and then the back left of it has like a 4 foot drop back to the back of that green. If you hit back there.
Been there.
You just three putt, four putt, and get off the green and go to the next hole. Just move on.
Go to the bar.
That's right.
No doubt. Golf kind of is coming a little bit to a close here for the year, but they're going to crank it back up in just a couple of weeks. Now, you got the President's Cup that comes up later in the month. Of course, Davis Love III, he has named his six his choices. You got to feel just a little for Trevor Immelman, though. All right, because of the LIV Tour, a lot of those guys that were playing on the European that have gone over to the LIV kind of diminished some of his choices.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know?
It just changed the whole landscape of the President's Cup.
Exactly.
It really did. It did.
And it will do for the Ryder Cup as well.
It will, as long as this continues and the back and forth between LIV and PGA go on, and then the separation of church and state, so to speak, continues. It's going to change some of those things that have been just iconic for decades. I mean, I look forward to it every year. It's one of my favorite times of the year to watch the Presidents or the Ryder. It's just it's always been that moment where you get to see these PGA professionals just go nuts, do things they don't normally do on the golf course. And, good is good for the ones that maybe wouldn't have made it, but not having some of the best golfers, in the world competing is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, as I've gotten older, I look back at the PGA Tour and the Corn Ferry Tour, and I just go, who?
Yeah.
But I'm just not up to date of it all the time. You know, I look at the Champions Tour. I've probably met and known or played with some of the guys still on the Champions and respect what they've gone through. But, to have some names in there. But the exciting thing about this was maybe I'll – you know, be a fan of a new player up and coming and get to watch him play. Gives them a chance. So we have to be excited about that.
Yeah, yep. We talk about the new schedule. Obviously, you start next week. I think they start out in Silverado Resort in Napa, California for the Fortinet Championship. And then you got the President's Cup that starts on the 22nd. And, I mean, then they kick off. I mean, you got Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson. I know, Bobby, you've been there before. But, yeah, so that wraparound season continues, and we started up again. So pretty excited about that. Bobby, what tip have you got for us, final tip of the day?
Well, I've given a lot of lessons, especially lately with the weather breaking. But I see people sway off the golf ball, whether you're left-handed or right-handed. You don't want your hips to slide left or right. It's kind of like a hula move. We don't want that. We want a good, solid hip turn. I love a tip from Tom Watson years ago was turn your back to the target. That's what he was taught growing up in Kansas. Turn your back to the target. Get your hips as active as you can in the swing, especially leading with your hip closest to the target needs to lead the swing, and your hips need to turn through. So you need to turn your belt buckle away from the ball, and you need to turn your belt buckle through to the target with good balance. I'm always a big believer in balance. But your head needs to stay still and over the ball and not sway. If your head starts swaying left or right, a tip from Arnold Palmer, when he playing as a right-handed player, I like to he would say, I like to keep my left ear over the top of the ball. So when you turn and you move your head to the right, my left ear should stay right over the top of the ball, and it keeps your head still. Nicholas, Jack Grout, the Talk Nicholas, just made him keep his head still all the time. We don't see people teaching Jack Nicklaus's swing, but his head being still kept him centered and kept him balanced. So don't sway. Get a second set of eyes. See your local pro or good teacher that'll be out there helping you, and get some help with that. But don't sway. Keep that head in that circle right above the ball. Keep your left ear over the top of the ball.
That's a good tip. That is a really good tip, because whenever I can tell you, and I know because Bobby has said, why are you swaying? Why are you swaying? You start swaying, you lose a lot of distance also.
Yep.
All right?
Correct.
Get that pop. Get that left knee. If you're right-handed, get that left knee straight.
Yep.
And whip it. So
whip it.
Whip it. Whip it good. So, all right, here we go. Matt, are you ready for what's for lunch today on the menu?
Absolutely. On the menu at Boudreaux's. Now, this is something that I don't talk about as often as I should, but we have people. Matter of fact, I met a guest yesterday that drives down once a month from Montgomery just to eat our salmon. Our grilled
salmon. Good. It is
now,
good.
Here's the beautiful part of this grilled salmon. One, it's cooked over a wood-fired hickory oak grill. All right, that's the start. Then we season it with our house seasoning. We put it on a plate. We put our house-made Creole citrus vinaigrette over the top of it. You can go that route, or you can go blackened salmon and top that with some Creole sauce and some lump crab meat. But the best part of it is we hand-trim this stuff ourselves. So when you have somewhere else that piece of salmon that's like, oh, that tastes irony, kind of, you know, that fishy, quote unquote, fishy taste, it's because there's too much of that gray matter left on there.
Mm-hmm.
Our chefs back in that, they know what they're doing. They trim that stuff off. We grill it to perfection, a medium rare, perfect, juicy, moist, got that wood flavor into it. You can't beat it. You got to try the salmon out.
I've had it, and it is fabulous. There is no doubt. What's on the menu at Booms? Well, let me tell you what you want to start out with. You want to start out with a little chicken satay. What is that? Chicken satay is chicken on a stick. The way she marinates that, it is absolutely, and cooks it, is absolutely fantastic. Start out with that little appetizer, and then come on and get you some pad thai. Best pad thai you had. Okay, you can get it with shrimp. You can get it with chicken. You can get tofu. You can get just veggie, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, and I've had a lot of folks that have said, they are pad thai aficionados. Mm-hmm. They've eaten it everywhere. They have said she makes the best pad thai they've ever had.
It is very good.
I've had it. It's fantastic.
You got to go check it out. Go to Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, right, just right around the corner from us, sits right on the bay. Or you can go to Grubhub for Boom's. Now, do you do any delivery?
We don't. We don't. Just come to the front. We'll order some to go for you, and we'll just take care of you. You can also order online at BoudreauxsCajunGrill.com during most open hours, some Fridays and Saturday nights. We get a little busy.
Yep.
To stop that, but definitely take a look online. See a picture of all of those items that are on that menu, as well as our brunch stuff. And you can come down and enjoy it and see it in person.
Absolutely. Fantastic. All right, Bobby.
Well, I had the pleasure of having Miss Boom in our kitchen at Quail Creek for many years, and now she has her own. You all have your own restaurant up there. But people at Quail Creek would get her rolls, and they're still talking about them today. And I know some of the customers down there are still coming up to see you and Boom. So the word's out that Boom's has her own place now. But they are fantastic, and so looking forward to the salmon. I'm on a great health diet now, and I love fish, and I'm going to be there to try some of the salmon.
Good stuff. All right, hey, we're wrapping it up. Wrapping it up. Football is right here, 11 o'clock in just a few moments. Alabama takes on Texas. Let's not forget, for our Auburn fans out there, they've got a game this evening at 6:30. They'll host San Jose State. That'll be on ESPNU. You can check that out at 6:30. LSU takes on Southern, a 6:30 game. And then Mississippi State in about a two-hour delay for us.
Yeah.
They'll take on Arizona. That's at 10 o'clock on FS1. So a lot of good games on tap this afternoon.
I'm excited to watch this Auburn San Jose, because San Jose is a good team. And I think the Auburn people are really going to see what Auburn's made of this year with this game, because they've got a little test in front of them today. There's not going to be a pushover.
Do you know anybody that played at San Jose?
Yeah.
Who?
Our West Coast correspondent.
Absolutely.
Vin Goodman.
That's exactly right. Vin Goodman played at Arizona State, and then the coach left, went to San Jose. He followed the coach over there, played with him, played over there for a little bit, and then went to play for the 49ers well, it's very, very short stint, blew his knee out. So, but our West Coast correspondent, a graduate of San Jose State.
So looking forward to the Auburn game as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of good games going on. Golf is happening as well. Bobby, somebody wants to set up a tee time or a lesson.
Oh, come see us on Highway 181. We're just south of Walmart there in Fairhope, and the golf course is back in really good shape. Number 12 just reopened the other day, and it's really good. The rough is thick at Quail Creek from all the rain, so it's a good test, a good challenge, and proud of all the guys that come down and play in the Men's Golf Association, Ladies Golf Association, seniors, like we like to say at Quail Creek. Got a game for everybody down at Quail Creek and Fairhope.
There's no doubt. A lot of great golf going on. The weather's getting just right for golf. No doubt. Great for football, high school football on Friday nights. A reminder for you, hey, I'm going to be doing Friday Night Rivals in Pensacola for the next two Friday nights. All right. I got Choctaw and versus Pine Forest this Friday night. Should be a lot of fun. I'll be with Christian. You know him from Friday Night Rivals. Check it out, Channel 35, if you're interested, all right? We'll try to do a good job for you.
Try to.
All right, that is going to wrap it up for us. Thanks for hanging out. Enjoy your day. Get out and play some golf, watch some football, and we will see you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. For the whole staff, for Bobby, for Matt, for Charlie, who's pushing all the buttons, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. See you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.